With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Open enrollment is underway for the Affordable Care Act, and the law faces more pressure than ever following efforts to diminish it. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some top stories. The man charged with killing 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue entered a plea of not guilty, and his lawyers asked for a jury trial and an arraignment in federal court Thursday. On Wednesday, Robert Bowers was indicted by a federal grand jury on 44 counts connected to Saturday's shooting rampage inside the Tree of Life synagogue. The counts include hate crimes that could carry the death penalty if he is convicted. In addition to the 11 killed, six other people, including four police officers, were wounded. U.S. Attorney Scott Brady has said he intends to seek the death penalty against Mr. Bowers, who said he wanted to kill Jews while being taken into custody, according to the indictment. The Justice Department Thursday charged two former Goldman Sachs bankers and Malaysian financier Zhou Lo with conspiring to launder billions of dollars embezzled from 1MDB, a Malaysian sovereign wealth fund. They're the first U.S. criminal charges stemming from one of the biggest financial frauds in history. One of those charged, Tim Leissner, a former partner for Goldman in Asia and once among its highest paid employees, pleaded guilty to conspiracies to launder money and violate foreign anti-bribery laws for his role in helping raise money for 1MDB. Mr. Leissner will forfeit $43 million. Next year, you'll be able to contribute more to your IRA and 401k. The IRS has unveiled the cost of living adjustments for pension and other retirement items for the 2019 tax year. The limit on annual contributions to an IRA has increased to $6,000 from $5,500 for the 2019 tax year, while the limit for employees who participate in 401k, 403b, most 457 plans, and the federal government's thrift savings plan is increased from $18,500 to $19,000. And the catch-up contribution limit for employees aged 50 and over who participate in plans such as 401ks remains unchanged at $6,000. Still ahead, we'll talk about the Affordable Care Act as open enrollment begins. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thursday, November 1st, is the start of open enrollment in the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It's the sixth open enrollment period and marks the toughest test yet of the ACA stability, following a series of Republican efforts to roll the law back. Stephanie Armour covers U.S. health care policy for The Wall Street Journal, and she joins us from Washington. Stephanie, people can sign up now through December 15th to get health care coverage starting January 1st. Why don't you tell us what is different about this year's open enrollment period?
Actually, there's a number of different things going on this year that make it more challenging, especially for supporters of the law. First of all, there have been some changes undertaken by Republicans that health analysts largely expect will weaken the stability of the markets. One is the Republicans in Congress repealed the penalty people have to pay if they don't have health coverage, and that kicks in next year in 2019. So that's a big kind of incentive that drove people to sign up that won't be there. Secondly, the Trump administration is allowing the expansion of these kind of cheap plans that don't have a lot of benefits to be an option for people. And while they say this gives consumers more choice, it also means it's an option that could take people out of the Affordable Care Act markets, and those people are really kind of needed to help keep premium prices low. So you've got that going on top of all the election stuff around the midterms, which is kind of taking attention away from open enrollment. So you put all that together, and it's kind of a lot and some big challenges for this season sign up.
Won't the changes that you just mentioned potentially weaken the state exchanges where people go to sign up?
Well, that's an interesting question. There is what's known as the federal exchange, and that's what most states use. There are a couple of states that run their own exchanges, and those do a lot of outreach and spend a lot of money, and those state exchanges tend to be stronger than the states that use the federal exchange. So the concern is that all of these actions together may help tamp down enrollment, and if enrollment kind of sags, then you see premiums overall rise. But, you know, keep in mind that we've been having health analysts analysts say for a number of years that the markets aren't doing very well, and then we've heard that premiums were going to get worse for 2019, and in fact, we're not seeing that. They've been remarkably resilient. So that's why this is such a test and going to be such an interesting open enrollment period.
Right. You write that many health analysts had predicted enrollment would drop off, premiums would go up this year because of efforts to chisel away at the ACA, including cutting the law's advertising budget severely. But, you know, enrollment has been rather stable, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's still been pretty strong compared to last year, which is a sign, I think, of demand, which is something that the proponents are very happy with. Although they also say, look, if the Republicans hadn't taken these actions, enrollment would be going up even more. But it is true that there has been continued strong interest, even with the cuts to the advertising budget by the Trump administration. So there certainly is demand and interest. The question is, you know, how many people will be sort of lured away by the cheaper plans or by thinking, oh, I don't have to pay a penalty, and what kind of impact is that going to have going forward? Because for the first time, insurers are really seeing profitability. More insurers are participating. So that is a trajectory that supporters of the ACA would like to see continue.
And consumers' expenses have really not gone up this year, have they?
That's a good question. It kind of really depends on location. I mean, overall, the average premium for certain popular plans on the federal exchange, which most states use, have dipped a little bit for 2019. But you do find that premiums are up in some areas just based on kind of that geographic market. And keep in mind, many people, like 85% of those that buy on the federal exchange, get subsidies that, if the premiums go up, buffer them from that. But there are still a large number of people who don't get those premium subsidies, and they've seen premiums climb for years, so they're still hurting and are not happy.
And finally, you write that average premiums sold under the ACA are expected to fall 1.5% for next year. Why exactly is that?
Well, the thinking really has been that insurers are for the first time seeing that profitability, and that is one reason that there is a slight decrease on among those certain popular plans. One thinking has been that insurers kind of priced these plans rather high because they were sort of expecting more sicker, older consumers that cost a lot, and because they priced them so high and they're now seeing profitability, they're able in some cases to kind of bring that down a little bit and put it more in line.
Wall Street Journal U.S. healthcare policy reporter Stephanie Armour joining us from Washington. Thanks, Stephanie.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.